faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman is quite unaware that in the gray mists of early dawn, a launch carrying Joe Solitaire, the punchboard racketeer, and Muscles, his burly, broken-nosed henchman, sets out from Solitaire's gambling ship bound for Metropolis and an evil errand.
You oughtn't to take this chance leaving a ship, boss. You know the cops in Metropolis are itching to nab you.
I've got to take the chance, Muscles. Perry White's bill to make our punchboards illegal comes up before the state legislature tomorrow. If it passes, we're out of business.
I know. So what are you
going to
do?
I'm going to see that the bill is killed. Anyone who stands in my way is going to get the same kind of treatment.
Say, everybody loves to collect things. And the tops in collecting fun is getting all 18 Pep photos in that new series of standout radio and sports stars. Yes, those candid camera size actual photos you get as an exclusive Pep prize. One in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal.
Correct. Every photo's of a famous radio star like Judy Canova or a standout sports figure like Dick Wakefield of the Detroit Tigers. And James Ferrier, the Australian golf champion.
Yes, sir. A whole series of 18 photos to add to your collection. What's more, you can keep them safe and sound in a Pep photo album, too. For instructions how to get this album, just look on the side of your Pep package.
What's more, for tops in breakfast eating, look inside your package of Pep. Those golden flakes of good whole wheat. Yes, one look and you'll eat a man-sized bowlful.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super, as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Hoping to discredit Lois Lane and break up her campaign to enlist the mothers of Metropolis behind Perry White's anti-punchboard bill, Joe Solitaire was balked by Superman. Now, desperate, as he sees his lucrative punchboard racket endangered, Solitaire has arrived at the Metropolis office of Gabby Crawford, his lawyer, a bald, wrinkled, bony old man in a brightly hued checked suit and highly polished yellow shoes, whose eyes are as sharp and predatory as those of a lynx.
Your help to kill White's anti-punchboard bill, Gabby.
I don't know what I can do, Joe. I'm afraid it will pass whether you like it or not.
Stop saying that, you cackling old fool. I'm telling you it can't pass, so unscramble your brains. Put them to work.
Now, look here,
Joe. What do you think I'm paying you for, you old bag of bones? To sing the blues?
Careful how you talk to me, Joe.
Now, listen to
me. No, you listen to me, punk.
Punk?
Yes.
Me?
You may be a big shot to your ma, but you're only a punk to me. I've got enough on you to send you up for life, and don't you ever forget it.
Feeling your oats, eh, Gabby?
I know what you're thinking. How I look in an alley pumped full of lead.
Am I?
Well, if you are, I warn you, don't ever try it, Joe. If you do, there'll be certain files delivered to the DA's office by somebody you don't know. Besides, you need me, Joe. You're in a bad spot. And unless you do as I say, you're going to be in a lot worse one.
What do you have in mind?
That yacht of yours, Lady Luck. She can sail, can't she?
Of course she can sail. Why?
Go back to her and sail, Joe. Take a nice long trip. They tell me it's nice down around Rio this time of year.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me to scram?
That's right.
You must be crazy. You think I'm going to sit back and lose my racket? A racket that pays me millions?
It'll be all over after tomorrow, Joe, believe me. So take my advice and blow.
You're getting old, Gabby. You've lost your guts.
Maybe.
I'm sure there's some way to stop White's bill from being passed. You're going to help me find
it. I tell you, there is no way. Not now.
There must be. I've got dough. Money talks.
You mean you think you can bribe some of the boys in the legislature to vote against the bill?
Why not?
Forget it, Joe. Since Perry White and his reform crowd got in Metropolis, the old Mike Hickey gang, those that are left in the legislature, are watching their P's and Q's. Besides, they're not in power in the Capitol now, anyhow.
Who is a big guy in the Capitol?
Well, so far as your bill is concerned, the big guy is Tom McVane, the leader of the majority party.
Tom McVane.
That's right. Oh, but take my advice and stay away from him, Joe. He's straight as a string. You can't buy him.
I believe every man has his price, Gabby. And I can pay a big price.
Listen to me, Joe. You're asking for trouble. You're licked in this state, so...
That's what you think, Gabby. You told me what I want to know, so I'll be on my way. So long.
Clark Kent speaking.
Oh, Kent. This is Perry White.
Oh, hello, Chief. How are things going in the Capitol?
Fine, Kent, fine. I've just had a talk with Tom McVane. He's the majority leader in the state legislature, you know.
Yeah, sure. I met him. A grand fellow. What's he say?
He says my bill is practically certain to pass tomorrow.
Well, that's wonderful, Chief.
You see, I told you we put Joe Solitaire out of business. By the way, Kent.
Yes?
I'm seeing McVane again tonight at his home. We're going over the final draft of the bill, so you'd better stand by for a call in case there are any changes.
All right.
I want a complete story in the Planet tomorrow as soon as the bill is passed. Big splash, all over page one.
Okay, Chief. I'll be right here in the office waiting for your call.
Good. You'll hear from me. Good night, Kent.
Good night, Chief, and congratulations.
Hello, Mr. McVane.
Who are you?
Joe Solitaire. You've heard of me.
Joe Solitaire? The punchboard racketeer?
I'm a businessman, Mr. McVane. Punchboards are my business.
I see. How did you get into my office? My secretary had orders that I wasn't to be disturbed. Besides...
Your secretary listened to reason the way I'm sure you will.
What?
Take it easy, Mr. McVane. After all, I came all the way from Metropolis to see you. And to discuss a little business we can do together.
Why, if you think I do business with you, you're out of your mind. Now get out or I'll call a state trooper.
That might be a good idea. You'll want protection when you take $100,000 to the bank.
What's that?
I have here $100,000, which is all for you. If you kill Perry White's bill to outlaw punchboards in this state.
Why, you...
Not enough.
You...
Okay, make it 200,000.
Get out.
Now listen.
Get out, I said. Get out, you rotten crook.
I might go another 50 G's. It's $250,000, McVane. A lot of money.
There isn't enough money in the world to make me listen to you. How dare you try to bribe me, a representative of the people, to help you continue a filthy racket that preys upon children?
Now, look here, Mr. McVane.
Why, when I tell this story in the legislature tomorrow, Perry White's bill will be passed unanimously.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Mr. McVane. Wouldn't be healthy.
Are you threatening me now?
Well, let's just say you'd better take my money and kill White's bill, or you'll be awfully sorry.
Get out of here.
I'm warning you, McVane. Be smart.
This button will summon a state trooper. Unless you get out at once.
All right. I'm going. But you'll be sorry. Very sorry. So long, sucker.
Smiling mirthlessly, his watery grape-like eyes burning with venom, Joe Solitaire leaves Majority Leader McVane's office and walks quickly from the Capitol building to a car which waits motor running at the curb. What will happen? We'll be back in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Say, you Pep fans, listen. What was that sound effect? An elevator going up too fast?
Oh, why, that's a Pep photo collector's spirits going up. He just got a prize photo of Kay Kaiser in his Pep package. Then he must be collecting that new Pep photo series of 18 radio and sports stars. you get a candid camera-sized photo as an exclusive prize inside every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal.
That's right. 18 new glossy photos of top-notch stars of radio like Kay Kaiser, the old musical professor, and football stars like Bob Waterfield, the quarterback of the Los Angeles Rams, plus many others just as famous.
Yes, 18 of the greatest names in radio and sports. A new photo series that's terrific. And each photo's the same handy, candid camera size.
What's more, they're printed on real glossy photographer's paper with a hard, slick surface that takes lots of wear.
Correct. So get started on your collection right now.
Remember, these exciting photos are strictly for you Pep fans. Nobody can buy them anywhere. Nobody can send away for them. But the Kellogg Company gives you these photos as a prize. One in every package of Pep. Those crunchy flakes of good whole wheat.
Did you say good? Why, man alive, each taste of Pep. And your spoon goes diving into your bowl for a delicious refill.
Yes, sir, that's Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In his hotel room in the state capitol, Editor Perry White, mayor of Metropolis, has his hat and coat on and is about to leave the room when the phone rings.
Hello?
Mr. White?
Yes.
This is Tom McVane.
Oh, yes, Mr. McVane. I was just leaving to come over to your house.
I won't be able to see you tonight.
But we had an appointment to go over the final draft of my bill,
I know, but something important has come up. I won't have time to see you.
I see. Well, can we get together first thing in the morning?
No, I'll be tied up.
How about lunch?
I'm afraid not. Good night.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. McVane. You said yourself it was important that we got together on the final draft of this bill before it comes up in the legislature tomorrow afternoon.
The bill won't come up tomorrow, Mr. White.
What?
Bill won't come up tomorrow.
Now, look, McVane, I don't get it. What is this, anyway?
I'm sorry, Mr. White. I can't explain. But it's become necessary to table your bill. Good night.
Completely flabbergasted, Perry White stands staring at the silent telephone in his hand, unable to understand what has occurred. State Representative Tom McVane, enthusiastic champion of the bill to outlaw punch boards in the state, has suddenly and without explanation announced that the bill would not even come up for debate. Why? What has happened to make McVane, a staunch and respected leader of his party, suddenly withdraw his promise to Perry White and to the people of Metropolis? Is Joe Solitaire somehow responsible for this? There's mystery and excitement in tomorrow's thrilling episode, fellows and girls, when Superman is called to the Capitol to cope with a baffling and startling development. So be sure to listen. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 17 of Pennies for Plunder on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Will you have another candy?
Another? I haven't seen any.
Well, I mean, will somebody at your house fix you another different, wonderful kind of candy, Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares?
Well, you're giving me ideas.
Just mention to someone that here's a candy so quick and easy to make, it's a pleasure. Tell them to mix those delicious bubbles of toasted rice, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, with marshmallows and such. Out comes a treat that's terrific.
Well, when do we eat?
Today, after you show somebody the simple recipe for Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. It's right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.